verse 26. And he now is talking about the day of the Lord. He's made it very clear. Joel, as he began with the locust plague, and he blended it in, and he gave us a marvelous turnover from that local plague as he looked down through the centuries to the day of the Lord that was coming, that began in darkness, the great tribulation period is the way our Lord labeled it, and then he moves on into the future, and he moves into the great tribulation period, the coming of Christ to the earth, and then the millennial kingdom. And we're moving into that period now here, when he said, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice." The day was coming. Now in verse 26, he says, "And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed." Now, that's when he's in the midst of Israel, when he comes to the earth and establishes kingdom. And then there will be fulfilled at that time all of the physical blessings that God promised the nation Israel. And their blessings in the Old Testament were largely physical blessings. The blessings of the land, a bumper crop, the vineyards and the fields and the cattle and the sheep and all of that. And the spiritual blessings actually seem to be secondary. Now to the church, he's only promised spiritual blessing to us. And now he comes to the spiritual blessings for these people.